Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, our guest has been working with cloud native technology since before it had a name. This is the CEO of Container Solutions. This is Jamie Dobson.
Hello, Dan. Thanks for having me.
All right. My first question is, why does Container Solutions hate me so much?
Do we hate you?
I'm just kidding. I love you all. So, like, honestly, like, I believe before we get into your journey, Container Solutions is so much more than a tech company. I think you all like really care about tech professionals' well-being, and we'll get into that. So, like, I've been a fan of you all for a while, and you know, I have friends like you know that are part of Container Solutions, and I think you do great things. So let's talk about this. I want to talk about your journey. Talk about me first hand on keyboard to where we are now.
My journey, first hands on keyboard. Okay, this is if you spoke to somebody from the UK, you might have heard this story before, but basically, fucked up. Can I swear? Am I allowed to swear?
Of course. Throw as many F-bombs as possible.
So fucking weird story. In around 1976, right, that's 45 years ago, there was a guy called Christopher Evans, created this really awesome documentary for a commercial TV channel in the UK. It was called The Mighty Microbe. This was so popular that the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, felt that they had to retaliate. They had to somehow answer back. Part of the response from the BBC was to give schools to computers. So aged 8 years of age, a BBC microcomputer with the very last version of BASIC that was written by Bill Gates appeared in the corridor at my school. And that is where I started my two-finger typing.
Let's talk about that. Where in, was it England? Where in the UK? Where were you?
That was in England, yes. Yeah. So I'm not Scottish. I'm from Yorkshire. So if you head north of London, but you stop before you hit Scotland, you get to Yorkshire. So that would have been in East Yorkshire, in Hull, in about 1982. So I was very, very early playing around with computers.
Incredible. And so we start this journey. We start our computer. Now, where do we go from there? How do we get to Container Solutions? Let's weed that tail. I want to know how we got there.
So, right, exactly. So from there, of course, because I'm like all people who like to program, I'm a bit introverted and would rather not deal with other people, which is pretty bad if you CEO of a professional service firm. 10 years later, I study computer science. So this is around 1996. And this would have been at that point in industry where we'd all realized well and truly that the sequential linear methods of delivery, waterfall methods, were on the way out, and the agile and iterative methods were coming in. I was really lucky because I was programming Java already as early as 1996, 97. This is just when that language was coming out, when it was pretty cool. So distributed systems, Corba was a part of that, of course. Remote method invocation was really something I was doing at a very young age. Now, fast forward a couple of years, and I'm studying high-performance computing up at Edinburgh University, and that's, of course, when I meet Adrian Mowat, who is Container Solutions' chief scientist and probably my longest-running sparring partner in the world of cloud native.
Great dude. I did the one of the meetups in the UK, and I kind of always interact with him on Twitter. He's just a phenomenal dude. So, yeah, I mean, great, great company. Company as in company, not as in, Container Solutions, which obviously is good as well. Awesome as well. So, okay. So let's talk about containers. Like, first, like, question to you is this, like, when did you know this is fucking big? We need to jump on this and all of that. Like, when did you know, like, microservices and containers, you know, beyond the agile thing we just talked about, like, let's talk about containers and distributed systems in general.
So I think for me and Pini Resnick is the other co-founder of Container Solutions. We knew what we nowadays call cloud native was going to be massive in around about 2005, 2006. So back then, we would have been busy with extreme programming, iterative methods of software development. And a lot of our friends who were older than us, 10 years older than us, set up small businesses and did really well for themselves. And we were like, oh shit, we missed that wave. But we promised ourselves, and by the way, we didn't actually know each other at that point, but simultaneously, we promised ourselves, you know, when this next big thing rolls around, we want to jump on top of it. So we were already doing cloud native stuff, configured builds, the precursor of programmable infrastructure. I was building really large scale distributed systems. So when containers popped along, or when Docker came along, Pini instantly recognized that as a technical solution to configuration drift. So you take all of his experience in, let's say, the operational side of things, large-scale linking and building, and all the work I was doing with large-scale agile, you bring those together and you've got the blueprint for cloud native. We went early. We thought, this is worth a gamble. So you can't predict the future, you can only prepare for it. But we figured this was worth a punt, and CS, Container Solutions, was the punt.
It takes a lot. So again, you were just doing independent consulting, right? Basically, and doing this stuff, or did you work for a larger company to get? I'm trying to understand that aspect. Or you just said, look, we just went and did it.
Well, I'd been a freelancer before that. So I used to work, I did 5 years of product development, and then the plan was to do 5 years working in big businesses to tick that off my list. But I only lasted about 18 months in the big business side of things because it drove me mad. Then I became a freelancer. And then it was in 2014 that Pini and I got together and we said, this is what we're going to do.
Incredible. Incredible. So Container Solutions, talk to me about this company, like the mission of what is, for those who are uninitiated and want to understand what Container Solutions is, give me the elevator.
Elevator pitch is this. So Container Solutions is a professional services firm. Primarily, we do provide 24/7 run support, SRE support, which is paid for with a retainer or a recurring revenue model. But primarily, we're a professional service firm. Our mission is real simple. We want to take the cloud-native computing paradigm to the rest of the world. And we don't mean the world we occupy. We don't mean New York, New Jersey, and London. We mean emerging economies too. So this is one of the reasons we've got webinars that are both recorded or available as blogs and text so that people without a fast internet connection can still learn about cloud native. That's our mission. It was a five-year mission. We now realize, like Star Trek, it's probably going to be a never-ending mission.
And again, we're going to get into the content that you all create because I think, again, it's some of the most dynamic, technical, but also well-being, like, and we'll talk about that in a second term of life. But I want to talk about one other thing real quick. There's a book you wrote, Cloud Native Transformation. I think you wrote it with Pini, and some other folks, I believe. But it's Cloud Native Transformation, and we'll have a link, everyone, to this, Practical Patterns for Innovation. Talk to me about writing this book. What was the impetus for writing this book?
Well, the thing is, Pini was the driving force behind that. So the three authors are myself, Pini, and Michelle. It must have been 2 years before that book happened, Pini started to think about this. The problem is we're not a Kubernetes company. We're very, very good at it. There's no team as big as ours in Europe or as good at Kubernetes and building distributed systems as we are. But that's not what our customers buy. So our customers are executives and they're like, hey, how do I take this first step? How do I become cloud native? How do I get time to value, reduce my risk, win this war for talent? Those people need to know simple patterns, heuristics from experts like us to non-experts like them. So therefore, Pini goes on a mental mission of collecting these patterns, documenting them. He flew all the way to Seattle to meet an expert in patterns, worked with him for a few days, and slowly but surely documented the pattern language for cloud native transformation. Now, he mentions that on the first few pages of the book, but actually it doesn't give credit to the air miles that he clocked up and to the immense work that he put into it. At some point, the writing process began. And my focus is strategy, emergent strategy, how not to fuck things up, a bit of psychological safety. I was not writing in the tone of the book. I was just writing along the side. And really, Pini did me a massive favor by bringing me along for the journey. But he also knew the strategy patterns would mainly come from me. So they did need that little section. So without a doubt, him and Michelle were the driving forces of that book. Our customers needed it. They need this manual. What the hell do I do? This is my context. Which pattern should I use? Should I be on the cloud? Should it be hybrid? And the patterns provide the context in which they can be used. That's the power of them. So really the journey on the book is Pini's. And like a good friend, he brought me into that for the last laps. And of course, it's been brilliant for us as a company. And it's been brilliant for us as individuals and, you know, helping to give us credibility.
That to me is what I think, again, you all are thought leaders. It's not just technical articles. It's literally, like you said, the strategy, it's patterns, it's those things. And again, I'm a student of the game, right? And so I try to understand what everybody does out there. And I really do think there's nobody better. You all are like the gold standard of how, you know, folks should be doing, like, not only cloud native implementation, but also, like, because I'm going to go on a tangent, y'all, but I believe that it's not just the damn technology. Okay. I believe it's cultural. You need to understand, like, this is like everybody from the C level, from a cloud native to the developers, everybody has to be preaching from the same gospel. And to have a book like this that has practical patterns and has these things like that, that's understandable at a C level, but also to a lay developer, to me is gold. So please pick up the book. We will have link to it. It's fantastic. I've read it. So it's really good.
So one of the things that happens, Dan, recently is you get people calling us for meetings and we ask them, what do you want? And then they pick up the book and they say, we want this. We've been mapping out our patterns. We know where we are now. The technology is the easy part. And distributed systems are the hardest type of computing. But even that's easy compared to changing hearts and minds in an organization. And that's why we're a cloud native consultancy and not an engineering shop, not a Kubernetes shop.
Fantastic. Vivo is an alternative to the big hyperscale cloud providers. They've launched the world's first managed Kubernetes service powered exclusively by K3S. With sub-90-second cluster launch times, a simplified Kubernetes experience, and predictable billing, Sivo is on a mission to create a better developer experience. Get $250 free credit to get started. Sign up today at sivocloud.com/popcast. That's civo.com/popcast. Go check them out. What you build and where it takes you shouldn't be limited by your database. CockroachDB helps developers build and scale apps with fewer obstacles, more freedom, and greater efficiency, so you can forget about the database and trust that it just works. Kubernetes friendly, open source, and indestructible, CockroachDB makes it easier to build and scale apps. It gives companies the freedom to serve customers anywhere, and it's backed by world-class documentation and excellent dedicated support. Discover CockroachDB, the most highly evolved distributed SQL database on the planet. Kubernetes native and built from the ground up to help companies of all sizes, including Bose, Comcast, and Equifax, scale fast, survive anything, and thrive anywhere. Sign up for a free 30-day trial and get a free t-shirt at cockroachlabs.com/popcast. That's cockroachlabs.com/popcast.
Thank you to Container Solutions for sponsoring the podcast pre-KubeCon special. Thanks, Container Solutions.
Fantastic. And let's talk about just the culture at CS. So Leon Lee, who works for you, said, I want to give a shout out to our CEO, Jamie Dobson. He's been encouraging us forever to share our culture more. But to be honest, it feels weird going up and telling people how, look how awesome we are, because we value honesty, authenticity, and vulnerability. Let's talk about that cultural kind of values at CS.
It's amazing you should say that. We do need to talk about our culture. We are a little bit self-conscious. And then what I say to the teams is, just try to be a bit more American. Just imagine what would an American say? Let's do that a little bit more. And that's not being disrespectful to you and your culture, Dan. That's simply a reflection.
I'm offended. No, I'm just kidding.
It's, you know, and so the humility is a big part of it. I think for us, the value system. So we've got no time for bullshit. I mean, I'm from Yorkshire. Pinny's from Israel. We're pretty down to earth, straight speaking people. We can't deal with the bullshit. And we can't really deal with the posturing. It's the posturing and the posing, right? It's being on the front of the Dunning-Kruger curve and pretending you know everything. Because with somebody who's vulnerable, you can make progress with them and you can create a connection with them. So we didn't want to be that, you know, bro company. We didn't want to be a company of cool people with cool, like, clothes and accessories doing awesome stuff in cloud native. You know, we're grafters, we're workers. Quite early on, we stumbled across this idea of psychological safety. Now, we were already doing that. We want to create a safe space where dissent is important. It's important to be able to speak up. It's definitely important to speak to people in power. This is a huge part of our culture. And then in that journey, we discovered the work of Amy Edmondson of Harvard, and she'd coined this phrase, psychological safety. And that really is the catch-all phrase for what we're trying to do at Container Solutions. And I guess that value system is about experimentation, innovation, safety, and not taking yourself too seriously, because nobody else does. So why should we?
It's fantastic. And I think that extended to like your culture, like permeating out, like you said, it's that American kind of, you know, like very like boasty and stuff like this. But I think what I love about like your blogs, and again, I've read them for years, you know, and I've been a fan of y'all for years. And then lately, like I said, last year and a half, it's like you said, going through that psychological safety. Here's an example. There was a blog written that said, why every tech company needs a psychologist. What is tech strategy? You know, like these blogs, I mean, was this like a from the top, everyone's like, let's not only have awesome tech articles, but let's also talk about this from a psychological perspective, you know, how to benefit an engineer. What's the impetus for that?
I'm not sure what the impetus is. I think the psychological safety elements and tech strategy elements, we would say that's all part of cloud native. So we think we're pretty much on brand. If we're talking about taking a risk on Monday and how to write a proper YAML file on Wednesday, although of course our readers know how to do that, to us that would all be bucketed under cloud native. Now, last year with the pandemic, we tried to find our voice, right? And we had this great content plan and this great marketing plan. The pandemic battered us around a bit and we just thought, fuck it. There's nothing to lose at this point. What do we really want to say? What's the question we really want to answer? And somebody said, what the fuck is cloud native? And then basically on the back of that, all of the teams at Container Solutions, the people team who write mainly about psychology, although sometimes I touch that, the engineering team will talk mainly about Kubernetes and tech strategy, and then the execs all started to get behind this one question, what the fuck is cloud native? And if you, in order to answer that question, you've then got to ask, what the fuck is psychological safety? What the fuck is humility? And then together, that all of that content creation and all the stuff you've been reading, and thank you so much for the generous praise there, really it comes under that one uber question, what is cloud native?
Incredible. And again, we'll have a link to the blogs, but I mean, you all should just definitely be following Container Solutions and all of that. So I want to talk about events, because events are very, very near and dear to my heart. I think that's the first time we started interacting. We did Software Circus, and you know, we did something that wasn't. So Kat Cosgrove and I did it last year. And what we did was we wanted to make a horror story in tech, right? So this goes back to like, we didn't want to do like content, because we can both do that till we're blue in the face. We were like, we wanted to do something about gatekeeping. Right. So we wanted to do that as a horror story. That's part of this. But I love your events in general. I mean, Software Circus, you know, all of these. So let's talk about Software Circus. To me, is like the first like tentpole, pun intended, of like, you know, like, so talk to me about like that day where the office is like, let's do something that's a conference that's like almost like a circus. Let's talk about that.
So I for years and years, I thought Software Circus was my sole creation. Years and years went by, and I thought that was a great idea, Jamie, you had back in 2015. And then later, I discussed it with Mark Coleman. Mark works over at Equinix, a really good friend of mine, really good friend of Container Solutions. And he said,
Those people harass me every day about pineapple pizza, and I'm so tired of it. I'm going to go on record, Equinix Metal. Why are you always so, you know, so obtuse to me? Anyway, go to
the drawing. Because you buy, by the way, I like pineapple on pizza.
All right, the interview's over. Nice meeting you, Jamie.
I do. Mark Coleman swears it was his idea, and then Pinny, when he heard us discussing this, was like, wait, what the fuck, it was my idea. Anyway, so we don't know whose idea it was, but 2015, what was that, 6 years ago, we're sat around, we're a new company, we know nothing about sales, nothing about marketing, we're all engineers, but we figured an event, you know, people would come, they might buy some stuff off us. We were sat around twiddling with our thumbs, and I think it was me who said, I will lay down a challenge now, put together a conference in 12 weeks. And one of the parts of our culture at Container Solutions is always to try to do something impossible. Because when you're stressed, you work out your limits, what you're good at, what you're bad at, and often you overachieve. So I'm a big believer in really short, sharp bursts, smash the place up, and then reconstruct it thereafter. You know, look backwards for lessons. Anyway, so we start throwing together a conference. We start doing ideation around branding. I get in touch with Adrian Cockcroft, who I didn't know, but he had mutual friends. So I says to him, Adrian, do you want to come and keynote at this conference? Of course, I expected him to say no because we've got no money, no platform, no presence. He says, I think it's great what you're trying to do, take cloud native to the world. I'll speak. And he lived in California. And I was like, wow. So then, of course, we said to, I think it was Kelsey Hightower, we said to Kelsey.
Well, let's talk about that. He was on my show and he mentioned Software Circus. Like he mentioned that time he was in a cab and they were basically like him and Adrian were trying to figure out like what they were going to like talk through. Yeah. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. So we'll have a snippet back to that episode where you can see that where Kelsey talked.
Yeah. So Tetris, the first time I did that was also impromptu. I was at a conference in Amsterdam called Software Circus. And I remember Adrian Cockcroft was there and it was run by a consultancy there called Container Solutions. Really great group of tech folks there. And I remember we had this thing and I shared a taxi with Adrian Cockcroft. He's over at Amazon and he's kind of famous for doing his work at Netflix. And we made this deal that we wouldn't use slides for our keynotes. We would just go at no slides, no material, just off the cuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, me too.
Where you can see that, where Kelsey
That's cool. So then we get in touch with Kelsey, I think, and say, hey, you know that Adrian's already committed to speaking, which was probably half true. And then Kelsey's like, yeah, I'll come. And it became this really sort of thing, snowballed quickly. So all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a desolated warehouse area in Amsterdam, no health and safety. There's a big canal next to us. The sun's blazing. And we managed to put on, I think, what must have been one of the best conferences in the cloud native community ever. And this is basically where, as a community, we rejected all the brush steel and chrome shit from the large tech companies and said, let's do something much more authentic. So the seeds of, you know, WTF and the way we run our business and go about our work was definitely there with Software Circus.
It's authentic. That's the whole point of any of the conferences that I've been through with you all. It's authentic. It's like again, go back to, you know, the one that I was part of, the Nightmare, the Software Circus one. And I was like, there was DJ playing, there was different rooms, there was kind of different places for you to go and do things. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody enjoyed being dressed up. And like, that's the thing. It's like, you got to bring the fun back. Everybody can do a fireside chat and a meetup and do these conferences where it's just vendor pitch. I think The ones that resonate, like you said, are authentic, where a developer or an operator or somebody can come in and just be able to interact and ask these questions, feel open to be able to do that.
So when we did Software Circus, the Halloween edition last year, this was the first online event I've ever been at that recreated the offline vibe with the music, with the big reveals from all the different speakers. And of course, product pitches are still banned. We don't let anybody do product pitches at our events. But then events, of course, were one of our strongest points. And that's the one moment we can be ourselves. You don't have to try. You don't have to practice. You don't have to show off. You just turn up, be yourself. And it's the best thing we've got for hiring and lead generation because people meet us and say, oh, yeah, fuck it. Let's work with this lot. They seem like nice people.
It's not only nice, but you're also experts. Like, let's not you know what I mean? Like, it's not just, hey, they can throw a great event. It's like you all are incredible technologists. Like it's like the upper echelon of it. I'll go and say it. Now I want to talk to you, but speaking of, let's talk about WTF is SRE. Again, it's a deep dive into ever evolving world of cloud native. Everyone, again, I'll have a link to this in the liner notes of the episode here, but talk to me about, hey, we're around a circle. We're like, let's do what the fuck is SRE? Because the name is fucking brilliant. Pardon my French. It's awesome. Yeah. Like, but I want to talk about that. Let's talk about that.
So this was crazy. So we've got a regular-ish webinar that I host called What the Fuck Is, you know, What the Fuck Is SRE? What the Fuck Is Platform as a Product? So Nathan Harvey from Google jumped into the webinar, What the Fuck Is SRE? And the reason we're asking that question, because like cloud native, nobody actually knows the answer. There's a lot of people who think they know what it is. And it was so popular that we got about 600 people. Now go back 5 or 6 years and then there's that container solutions philosophy at play again. Because the day after we all said, if we can put 600 people in a webinar, what would happen if we scale this up to a full conference? So Carla, who joined the company about 18 months ago, Carla runs events at CS. She's absolutely awesome. So she goes off and says, right, what would an event look like? So we do that trick again. We put a really hard deadline on it, engage with the community. This is what we're going to do. We have no success factors. We're not trying to close X amount of business. We're not trying to bring in 300 people. We're just going to do this because we think it might be a good laugh. And actually, 4,500 people registered for that event. And we think at one point there were 1,600 people online, and the whole thing ran for about 12 different time zones. It was a monumental success for Container Solutions. And of course, within a few days of that, and it was just announced 2 weeks ago, our next big conference, which will be a hybrid with physical locations, is going to be, what the fuck, is Cloud Native, the conference.
Fantastic. And when is this going to be?
I should know this off the top of my head. October?
November, I think.
Is it November? Yeah, it is. It's the 4th of November, one day before the 5th of November, which means nothing to anybody outside the UK. But the 5th of November is Bonfire Night in the UK.
So this is going to air the week before KubeCon, everybody. So you'll be able to register and all that fun stuff. I think I'll be involved to a certain degree. So we'll see how that is. But I'm really excited. I love, like I said, the content. I think Container Solutions and what Popcast does, we resonate on very similar vibes. It's very much like it's authentic. We kind of understand what's going on in this cloud native world. We're all community based, and also we're about the humans behind this as well. That's a thing I think that resonates. So it's fantastic. You all definitely register for it.
I think if this is going to be a hybrid event, Carla will kill me for suggesting this, but you might want to run the New York element. You can run the physical event there. And my fantasy, and I don't know if this is going to happen.
But you heard it here first, everyone. You heard it here first.
Well, so first of all, we've got to stop flying, right? And make no judgment calls on anyone, on you or any of your listeners or viewers. We've got to stop flying. We can't fly to New York for a conference. That's got to stop. So one remedy to that, in my opinion, is to have these hybrid conferences. So imagine we've got a location in New York and you're the MC. Imagine I'm emceeing in London and Pinny's taking care of the Amsterdam studio. How cool would it be to have 300-400 people in the audience streaming live, and then for me to grab the mic and say that, thank you to Sam Newman about microservices here in London, and over to New York. Dan, where are you, Dan?
I love it. So brilliant, dude. It's like, you know, when they do like the New Year's Eve rock and whatever, they go to different locations. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like that. No, that's a fantastic idea. Awesome.
Exactly. So I would like us to try that.
This month's podcast sponsor is StormForge. StormForge's Kubernetes performance testing and optimization platform is the easiest way to ensure your applications behave the way you want them to, while cutting out unnecessary resources and time spent manually tuning. In alignment with this, StormForge is asking for your help reducing the amount of unused cloud resources, making both a financial and environmental impact in the world today. We want you to help make that impact with us. So visit https://stormforge.io/popcast. That's stormforge.io/popcast. To learn more about how you can help erase cloud waste and take the cloud waste pledge. While you're there, try out the free tier, the machine learning backed service, to start saving resources and getting better performance today.
Thank you to GitLab for sponsoring the podcast pre-KubeCon special. Thanks, GitLab.
I'm going to mention some names that work at Container Solutions. I want you to give me your, you know, unabashed, right? They're awesome people. So Adrian, let's talk about Adrian. Pitch Adrian to everybody in the world.
Well, he's a pain in the ass. That's the first thing you need to know. Pain in the ass, because a lot of integrity, high standards, a little bit grumpy, but he's Scottish. So it's a bit like, you can't really blame him for that. Adrian's a good guy. He'll put other people before himself, good at what he does, good researcher. He leads our labs team, and the labs team basically take care of all of our open source and more recently our interns. So for those people who can't get a foothold into cloud native because it's too competitive or there are too many gatekeepers, they can join our intern program, and under Adrian's stewardship, they will have a great introduction to the technology and the community that we operate.
Fantastic. Pini.
Pini, good guy. Pini's my co-founder, long-suffering. To be fair, though, I suffer as well. Pini's a good guy. Pini is is the guy who drives all of our messaging, our positioning. TDBR was his, Cloud Native Patterns was his. He's our master storyteller right now. So he gives voice to the world that we're trying to give birth to.
Carla.
Carla's awesome. Carla's from Italy. She runs our events. She lives here in London, not with me, as in like in the same house, but like around the corner. She used to work at Skills Matter, which is where most of us knew her from. Lots of cool conferences coming out of Skills Matter in London. So I knew her to speak to, knew her to chat with. And then, you know, by a miracle, the grace of God, she walked into our world. I can even remember when it was. It was November 2019. And I played it cool. Yeah, sure. We'd love to chat about potentially working together. And she came and worked at CS, and it's been, I think it's fair to say, a match made in heaven.
Incredible. Ian Meal.
Good guy, fellow Londoner, high performer, high standards. He would probably admit that he'd drive himself very, very hard. A great educator, brilliant with customers. He's getting old now. And that's the thing. As you get older, well, it's true, similar age to me. As you get older, you see the world in shades of grey, which is great when you're dealing with customers. Empathy, compassion. I know what you're going through. I know you're in a regulated industry. And I know all those people out of California telling you that this shit's all easy. And I know that it's not easy.
Learn how to operationalize Open Policy Agent at scale with Styra. To get started, go to the link at https://hubs.ly/H0PNKM20.
Teleport allows engineers and security professionals to unify access for SSH servers, Kubernetes clusters, web applications, and databases across all environments. You can download Teleport right now at goteleport.com. That's GOTELEPORT.com. Last question for you, Jamie. And this has been a pleasure, man. So you lived up to everything I expected you to be. So what work are you most proud of?
Last year, so when the COVID pandemic hit, it was a nightmare for us. So we've managed to double our revenue most of the years we've operated in, which for an unfunded startup is pretty remarkable. Last year looked to be no different. So we'd scaled our business operations in order to capture maybe a 50% increase in revenue. No, 100% increase, of course. And then the COVID pandemic rolled around. So this means cancellation of projects, the pipeline completely draining, and of course, anybody we were about to engage at a high level with just slowing down. Centralized budgets. We knew it was a nightmare. We were plunged into an absolute nightmare. We said from the beginning there would be no redundancies. This is our constraint. It must work. And now work with it. Everybody at Container Solutions did that. There was salary sacrifice for most people, reconfigurations with our banks, lots of hustling and cajoling. And we managed to get through the year, and we did not make a single redundancy in the COVID year.
Incredible. And I think you're one of the success stories out of, kind of the COVID time frame is like, basically like you were successful before, but you took it to the next level. Like I saw, like, it's like everyone was, you know, your events, everybody was looking at it. So it's fantastic, man. And so
we have as a rule of thumb, go brave early, right? If you're going to, you know, flap for 3 months and then have to be courageous anyway, just bring that courageousness forward. So go brave early is one of our heuristics. And we said at the time, we're fucked here. Let's just go brave straight away. And that's where all of these creative ideas came from. There is something else I'm proud of that I wouldn't mind getting into now.
Please.
So in the tech industry, so we know that there's a glass ceiling for women in technology and there's a concrete ceiling for black women or women of color. This needs to be smashed. It needs to be absolutely smashed into smithereens. But you don't smash it in exactly the way you might think. Breaking through this is partially around taking biases out of your hiring process. So having a structured process in hiring, and then when people work at your company, very clear criteria for promotion to thus bring in the meritocracy. This is not sexy work. Not only that, is people don't like it. They don't like to have to go through a performance review in order to get promoted in a cool company like Container Solutions. But we did that last year in 2020 in the 2020 in the pandemic year. and we started to slowly but surely remove systematic biases from all of our hiring processes. So sometimes we get a load of grief on Twitter, or why do you use anonymized tests? Why have you alternated that? It's not to save money. It's because a robot doesn't have biases. Well, that's not exactly true, actually. You can have biases built into the data. But we're trying to, and you'll never fully succeed, remove bias from how we hire and then remove bias from how you get promoted. This is one thing we're doing to try to increase diversity. We have, of course, many people at Container Solutions, people of colour, people of all different ethnicities and sexualities. It's a safe space, but the ratios are not perfect. So we're ahead of most in the industry, but we're behind where we want to be. And the reason I'm proud of this is because you'll never get credit for it. It's unsexy. You take a massive risk. You open yourself up to criticism. But I think it's best to try and be criticized than not try at all.
Fantastic. Jamie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Everyone was like, oh, you're going to love Jamie. I'm like, yeah, I already loved him before. Now I love you even more. So it's all good. So thank you so much for being on the podcast, man.
Thank you, Dan. This was awesome. Cheers, mate.